Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas daf Samach Aleph, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words Nosan Ol V'Chomer Adam V'Chomer Behema V'Chulu. That's a quote from the Mishnah, and the Vilna Sursa daf is all the way at the end of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah had said that if a food could be used for people and for animals, and he picked it with both intentions in mind, so we place on this food chomers of people and chomers of animals. So Gemara analyzed this. Nicha Chomer Adam. We understand what the chomers of Adam are. He's not allowed to use it as a mulgma, as a bandage. And v'chomer behema, what are the chomers of behema? Sha'asol shalkon, he's not allowed to cook them. Even though if it's meant only for people, he is allowed to cook it, since it's meant to be given to animals raw, so cooking is considered ruining it in regards to animal food, so he's not allowed to cook it either. And then we should continue, k'gayin asiya v'chulu, and we listed three things that either could be used as human food, animal food, or for neither, and just for wood, for eitzim. And we explained that if it was picked with intention for it to be animal food or human food, so then it has kedusha shvias. However, if it was picked for the purpose of using it for eitzim, so then it doesn't have kedusha shvias at all. So now we're going to have a number of scenarios. Tani, we have a brisa that says, let's say, the fellow who's selling these things, because he picked them from the field, is selling them with intention for it to be food, because that's what he picked it for. However, the buyer wants to buy it only to use it as wood. He doesn't have the kayach to do so, meaning the buyer doesn't have the kayach to take away its status of food, which means it has kedusha shvias, and apply a status of wood to it, which would mean now that it doesn't have kedusha shvias. Case number two, the meicher is selling it for food, and the buyer is buying it for food. However, after he bought it, he had a thought, you know what, I want to use it for wood. Same thing, he's not able to do so because it already has a status of food, so it has kedusha shvias. Case number three, the one who's selling it is selling it for wood because he picked it with that intention, which means it does not have kedusha shvias. The person buying it does so in order to eat it. However, afterwards the buyer decides, you know what, I want to use it for wood. So the question is, does it have kedusha shvias because originally he bought it for food purposes, or since now he decided that he wants it for wood, and that's originally what it was sold for, maybe it doesn't have kedusha shvias. So we analyze. Manan kaimen, what are we referring to? If we're talking about where the buyer paid for these items already, and when he paid for them, he intended to eat these things, and then he did a meshicha on the items, and only when he did the meshicha on the items, he thought to himself, you know what, I just want to use it for wood. So it turns out that he only paid for wood. And why is that? Because at least in this stage of the Gemara, mois is not kaina. Simply paying for something and not doing a meshicha on it doesn't mean that you own it. It's only when you do a meshicha on it, you own it. And when he did a meshicha on it, he intended for it to be wood, which means that retroactively, when he paid for it, it turns out he was only paying for wood, and therefore it does not have kedusha shvias. Whereas samach alfa on beis on top, if it was the other way around, he first did a meshicha, he first took these things towards himself, and when he did that, he intended for it to be food, and then when he gave the money, he intended for it to be wood, so that means that when he's giving this money, he's giving money for food. Because again, when he did a meshicha, which is when he's really being kind, he had intention for it to be food, so now it has the status of food and has kedusha shvias. But now the Gemara says, "Alakinan kaimen b'shanasol emayis v'achkach mashach." Even in the scenario when he first paid the money and then he was mashach it towards himself, tefluktid Rabbi Yechonon Rishim ben Lakish. This is actually the subject of machlokes between Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish, and it's not as simple as we made it out to be. I'll take the Rabbi Yechonon. According to Rabbi Yechonon, do Amar who holds this is the proper girsa hamayis kainin dvar taira the midah ayraisa when a person pays money for something even though he was not mashach it yet, he owns it. So it turns out he paid for food because the moment he paid for it, he's kainah it, and when he paid for it, he intended for it to be food. And even though he was maishach it with intention for it to be eitzim, it's too late. When it officially became his, which is when he paid for it, he intended for it to be food. However, al daita Rishim ben Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, and we have to add in a few words, do Omar who holds ein hamayis kainah dvar taira, that midaraisa, money does not make an acquisition, and a person has to do a meshicha, so the may eitzim nasan lai. It turns out that he gave him money for wood because even though when he paid the money, he intended for it to be food, he wasn't kind at that point in time. He's only kind it later when he does a meshicha. And when he did a meshicha, he intended for it to be wood. So that means that retroactively, it turns out that the money was for wood as well, and it doesn't have kedusha shvias. And now into our last case, the fellow selling it is selling it for wood, so it doesn't have kedusha shvias, and the fellow buying it is buying it for it to be food. But here's the catch. Each one is sticking to his own, which means the seller tells the buyer, I'm only selling this to you for wood because I don't want the money that I receive from you to have kedusha shvias. And the buyer says, I'm buying it for food, which means that the money I'm giving you does have Kedusha Shvias. And they're both holding their own and they're not budging. And they walk away from each other, and then they come back and they make the sale. The problem is, when they made the sale, they didn't express, okay, this is for Eitzim, or this is for Eichlim. So what's the halacha? Is it for Eitzim or Eichlim? The Gemara says, Yeva Kado, turns out it's like this. If the Meicher was Tevel Leikeach, Yasu Gedevera Leikeach, so we do like the Leikeach. If the Leikeach Tevel Leikeach, Yasu Gedevera Meicher. If the Leikeach was Tevel the Meicher, so we do like the Meicher. Now what's this referring to? So this is a Brass of Maseches Kedushin that refers to two fellows bargaining. The seller says, I'm selling you this product for $100. The buyer says, I'm only buying it for 50. You're out of your mind. I'm not buying it for 100. And they have this back and forth, and they don't agree on a price. So they walk away from each other. Then afterwards, they make the sale, and they say, okay, let's do it. The question is, how are they doing it? According to the Meicher's price or according to the Lekeach's price? So that's what the Brass over there says. That if it's the Meicher that sought out the Lekeach in order to complete the sale, it must be that the Meicher was maskim to Lekeach's price, which was lower, because he was the one seeking him out. And so therefore, it's a lower price. Whereas if it's the Lekeach seeking out the Meicher, it must be that the Lekeach is maskim him to the higher price because he was seeking him out, so it goes based off of the higher price. And Gemara concludes, V'chal Kain, over here it's the same thing. If after walking away from each other, the Meicher goes to the Lekeach, so it must be that he's maskim to sell it for food purposes. However, if it's the Lekeach that goes seeking out the Meicher, saying that he wants to buy them, so it must be that he's maskim to the Meicher, then it's only being sold for wood and not for food. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.